My name is Tina Spangler with TLC Barrels in Keystone Heights, Florida, and welcome to my podcast. I just finished making my audiobook of my TLC training notebook. I decided to make an audiobook after I wrote the original training notebook in 2008, and I handed out at clinics and lessons and also to my virtual coaching group in a PDF email. You can purchase it on Amazon for $10. So I just finished doing that. It took me, I think, 9 podcasts for 30 to 40 minutes to do the 12 chapters, 75 pages. And what I decided to follow up with is this podcast. And this is my barrel racing log and performance tracker. Again, you can purchase this on Amazon for only $10. But if you want to start your own journal, like what I do is I keep a 3-ring binder in my horse trailer in the living quarters, and in there has my horses, copies of their papers, their coggins, all their recent, vaccination records, dental records, whatever, everything's in there in one spot so I don't lose it. I even keep the dog's vaccinations and rabies certificates. Everything's in there so I can have the dates, and it's all in one place. And I put it in the horse trailer because if I'm going to need it, it's most likely when I'm out with the horses and in the horse trailer. So I just keep it in there. And but my performance tracker is designed, you can throw it in that 3-ring binder, and that's what I did. The performance tracker is basically 50 pages, and I'll go through the pages so you know what's in it. The book cover design was made by Blue Creek Photography out of Florida, and it's a cute design. It's with my TLC heart logo with the arena ground in the background. But like I said, you can do this with just a notepad, a spiral notepad, and make your own journal. You can purchase, there's many fancy ones on Facebook, and other professional barrel racers sell their own. I just wanted something simple that I knew my clients would use. You can take it to the barn with you. You can throw it in the horse trailer. You can update it after every barrel race. If you keep it in the truck or the trailer, you can look at it before every run. And that's the goal of it, to get yourself mentally in the zone for what you need to get done. So by journaling your last barrel race, you can go in there and note, this is what happened last weekend, and this is what I want to focus on this time. Or, oh, last time I was at this arena, this is what I wrote. I want to pay attention to that this time. And that's why a journal is important. One, you can track your progress. 2, you can learn from mistakes. 3, you can remember what you did right and do that again. And so I'm just going to tell you what's in my journal. Without Woodrow's help, my puppy's a year old and he seems to be fired up about something right now. So hopefully he'll go back out the doggy door and chase squirrels. Yep, he did. Okay, so he's the protection. 1 year old and he's got my back, I guess. So anyways, so the barrel racing log and performance tracker, I'm going to go through the table of contents quickly. It starts with a mental game and purpose of the journal, pages 1 and 2. The horse health record keeping is pages 3 to 7. So basically you can log 10 horses, horse health keeping records, or you can use this for 2 or 3 years for 2 or 3 horses, however it works best for you. Pages 8 to 41 is your barrel racing record keeping. And at each barrel race, there's enough to write down how you did on 3 horses. And I'll give you all that information when I get to those pages. But basically, I believe there's 68 of those. So depending on how many races you go to, I usually went to 30 to 40 a year on my horses. So this could last me 2 years, one journal. And I alternated my horses. I had 3 or 4 mares going at all times. And I would alternate weekends so that nobody went more than twice a month. I felt mine did best like that. And in between, we did a lot of pasture rides and trail rides and out with the cows and things like that. So let's see here. The year in summary is on page 42. The year in summary is where you will log how many barrel races you went to, your winnings, your expenses, your mileage, and you might do that, especially if you do it as a business, which I did. And you may also want to do it just to track your horse's lifetime earnings and maybe how you're doing financially on things. It's just good to have those records. Page 43 is your positivity and vision board. Page 44 is the one-year goal that you set for yourself. Page 45 and 46 is your mental game and pre-race routine. Page 47 is your top five skills you want to improve on. Page 48 is your horse trailer packing checklist. And then page 49 is what I'm thankful for today. And page 50 is your 1 minute positive sprint and how you get yourself ready for your run. So let me start quickly with page one, mentally preparing for competition. Proverbs 23:7 says, as you think in your heart, so you are. Believe you can and you will. To succeed, you will need all four of these traits: the skill, a positive mindset, experience, and heart. Top 10 ways to succeed. Number one, set realistic goals. Setting your expectations too high, like I have to win money today, leads to tension in your mind or body, and you won't ride well. It would be better to think about two goals you have as you reach the alleyway, like ride to your spot and use your legs. Number two, have confidence in your horse and yourself. Instead of being reactive if something goes wrong in your warm-up or in your run, be proactive and stay in the moment. Be positive on your next move. Number three, ignore the hoopla. Sometimes at a big event, we can get too nervous. It's okay to have pre-game jitters or excitement, but turn your focus on your goals to be in the zone and clear out all outside matters from your mind. Number four, issues in your personal life. Sometimes that can affect your competition if you let it. Remember, this is what you do because you're passionate about it. So when you are there, remember you love it, you dream it, you breathe it, and now you're here to live it. Don't let anybody or anything take that from you. It's your fun and your joy. Number five, overthinking. By overthinking, you ride mechanical and stiff due to the tension you have built up in your mind and your body. Your horse can feel that too. It is best to just relax, trust in your training and game plan, and let it happen. Keep your mind on just one or two goals, a drag out from your run, and as you approach the alleyway, and remember, slow breathing in and out helps your mind and your body relax. Number six, worrying about the outcome. When you get too worried about winning money or points or year-end awards or beating your last personal best time, you get too caught up in expectations. You can't stay relaxed and focus on what matters, just like having a good smooth run. If you do the things you have trained to do, prepared to do, like the correct cues, everything will fall into place. Learn to worry about what you can control and not what you can't. Number seven, have a game plan. To execute your best run, you must have a game plan. Prepare with your coach during the week to develop your strengths and improve your weaknesses. At the event, check the ground conditions, where the timers and barrel stakes are. Have a game plan on how you will warm up, approach the alleyway, and your plan for the arena. Number eight, psyching yourself out. Don't compare yourself to others or try to run like someone else. Trust the run that you have developed for you and your horse. Worrying about what others think. Sometimes people worry about what others may think of them. They want to be respected or fit in. It doesn't help your run, and it just adds stress to it. Learn to block that out. After all, it's your life, and you only get one. So make it count for you and follow your heart. Number 10. Fear of failure. Sometimes fear of losing or making mistakes in your run can lead to more tension in your mind and body. It can affect your attitude and your focus. You must let go of trying to be perfect and fear of losing and replace it with thoughts of confidence in executing your goals in your run. I really think that really sums it up. By the time you get to the barrel race, you truly just need to trust in your preparation, trust your training, trust your horse, trust yourself, and just try to take some deep breaths and to get yourself in the zone. You just clear out that noise, big exhales, and just think of one or two things as you go to that alleyway, like riding to your spots, and be in the moment. And those are just really all you really need to do once you've prepared. I feel like competition is your way of seeing how your homework went from the week. It's your test. How did it go? And then you go, okay, this went great. I need to work on that. And that's your homework for next week. So it shouldn't be a growth mindset. Should always be that, winning or losing. It should never be, I'm a failure, I'm a loser, ever. It's always a journey that you're on, just the connection with your horse. And we really have to remember how magnificent and beautiful our horses are and how thankful and grateful we should be just to be their caretaker, much less getting to compete on them too. I have 4 horses right now, and 3 of them are retired. They're my barrel horses that have earned their retirement. They've earned having a safe place to spend their golden years and not be abused or starved or mistreated. And I just got done bathing them all today. And, you know, that costs a lot of money to keep 4 horses, and I only have 1 that I can ride. And he's Maggie's baby, one of my retired mares, and he was born little, just mature. So he never got to be the size that they are. And, you know, I don't have a lot of big goals with him because I can tell that he's not what they were, but I still love him and ride him. So I'm feeding 4 horses and taking care of 4 horses with, you know, Farrier, Dental, Coggins, feed, hay, all that stuff, right? Vitamins, everything, that instead of having competition horses, I don't regret it. I miss, you know, I want to know, I miss sometimes competing. I miss sometimes, you know, running those 3, but it's their turn now to retire. And when they're gone, maybe then I'll do it again. Who knows? But that's a chapter of my book that I'm in right now. And I'm good with it. I'm enjoying Rocky. I'm going to finish him out, have some fun. Trying to teach him to run. Sprinting in the arena, teaching him he can go faster. So, but yeah, it's you know, everything's a different place. So, but you have to do what's right for you is what I'm trying to say. Some people sell their horses and just make sure they get a good home and they have their competition horse at all times that they can be out winning on. And that's okay too. Everybody has their way of doing things, and that's how I chose to do mine. I promised those mares that they would retire with me, and they have. And I brought Rocky into this world, and I'm darn sure gonna see him through. So that's just how I do things. But journal, the purpose of this journal is the next topic. It's on page 2. This performance tracker has been designed for you to have a journal that can help you be organized, focused, and goal-oriented. You should use it daily and keep it in the truck and trailer, take it to the rodeo, or even use it in the barn. Log your horse's care, how you did at each event, based on the ground conditions, draw number, pattern setup, like are the barrels on the fence, is it a long or short score, what your horse's current diet, exercise, mental game, bit, warm-up, and care is. Many barrel horses, how many, you can also put how many barrel races you entered, your year-end money, and money won, and money spent. You can add notes about your mental game, key moments, how they warmed up, any special comments that remind you next time you're at that specific jackpot or rodeo or super show about those conditions that might help you. You can even draw your pattern in the notes area too. Remember, always ride with heart. To ride with heart is to give your best inside and outside of the arena and always put your horse first. Some of my favorite quotes: rodeo is not just about winning or losing. It's about the lessons learned and living a life you love. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over in my life, and that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan. That's exactly someone who never quits. you know, we don't see Michael Jordan. I mean, I'm a rodeo person. I know he's a basketball player. Tried baseball, I think, for a while too there. But he's an amazing basketball player, and I know that because he won so much. But I didn't know he had lost that much. But that's how it is. You have to lose in order to win. You have to learn in order to win. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, Proverbs 3:3-5. Don't compete against others, compete against yourself. Being the best you and your horse can be, giving it your best shot. You are winning or learning. Be positive and keep trying to win. So this is my revised version in 2022. The original edition was in 2008. But TLC started in 1992. So over 30 years now. So the horse keeping records, I'm not going to tell you everything on every page so you think, oh my God, how long is this going to go on? But basically, to page 7, from page 3 to 7, it's going to say your horse's name. These are things you should have in your journal, even if you don't use mine. The date of your last Coggins, your deworming schedule, the date and the product used, your last dental, your last body work, you know, that could be chiropractor, acupuncture, whatever. Date of your last sports wellness exam. And that means, you know, like a veterinarian, not your farm vet, but your vet that specializes in performance horses, doing just a wellness exam. And some of you that compete a lot should be going twice a year, others at least once a year. Vaccinations, types and date, hay and feed, types and quantity, riding schedule weekly, warm-up routine and key mental notes, training and competition bits, date of shoeing and trimming, and any specifics. So like maybe they're on a 5-week schedule and they get front shoes and maybe a certain special shoe or something. Or specific angles or something if your horse is more difficult and they need to be changed up, you know, whatever. You would note any of that there. And also supplements given and amounts. And all this matters because if all of a sudden you tell me I was winning and I'm not winning anymore, I'm going to say, what changed? And I need you to be able to look at your horse's schedule, look at all these details about your horse and tell me, oh, I stopped doing this or I started doing that. Okay, and now pages 8 all the way to page, and this is mine, but you could do this for your own. Let's see here, all the way to page 41. Okay, so page 8 of page 41 is the barrel racing log. Your log should include the date and arena name, the mileage of the round trip, and then total entries and added money. And then there's room for horse name 1, horse name 2, horse name 3. You'd put your draw number, winning time, your time, entry fee, winnings, pattern, what was good or bad about it, and comments on mental game, warm-up, ground conditions, draw, arena setup, and the pattern you ran. So let me say that again. So it should have the date and arena name, mileage round trip, total entries, added money, horse's name, draw number, winning time, your time, entry fee, winnings, pattern good and bad, comments like mental game, warm-up, ground conditions, the arena setup. You can draw your pattern, whatever else you need. So that would be, and there's room for 2 with 3 horses on each page. And then on page 42 is the year-end summary totals. On that one, you'd put the horse's name, total runs made, total entry fees, and total money won. So it's not tracking everything. It's just entry fees. It's not counting the, you know, if you stalled or hookups. So you may want to note that somewhere. Like you could even put that on that page. Like I went to a super show and this was the fee. You could put that in there. So it depends on how much you want to track. But basically it's tracking the horse's name, total runs made, total entry fees, and total money won. So the next page is page 43. And by the way, on the bottom of almost every page has something, has a positive quote. Like, my goal with my horse is to develop connection and be patient in the process. Or follow my heart and be true to you. Work a big goal backwards, weekly schedule, pre-run routine, mental game. Become 1% better every day by working at one small action daily. So there's just a bunch of, I am calm, confident, and focused. I trust my horse and our teamwork. What is in my control? Being prepared, breathing calm, thinking positive. So there's things like that at the bottom of each page, so you can read that as well. But your positivity and your vision board, that's where you'd want to write sayings or quotes of things that inspire you. Maybe some of those that you saw on the bottom of those pages. Maybe you want to put a picture of you and your horse or whatever. You want to put a picture of winning something. Maybe Pro Rodeo Circuit Finals or maybe NBHA World or, you know, put something that inspires you on your positivity and vision board. And page 44 is your one-year goal. So you want to write down your goal. In January, I have everybody do this in my coaching group. And also when you join, I'll give you your first, you'll get two podcasts when you join the virtual coaching group. One will be how to get started. And then two will be your first challenge. And your first challenge is going to include stuff like this, your first year goal. And then when you take a goal, when you set your goal up for the year, you should look at it quarterly and see how it's coming. But to reverse engineer it, that means you need to make yourself a daily or a weekly schedule of how you're going to obtain it. So like for me, I would say with Rocky, for instance, ride him minimum 4 days a week, mix it up between barrels and dry work and drills and trail riding and groundwork, and do that 4 days a week minimum, and haul him 2 times a month minimum. And that way I've set myself a goal that I'm going to haul him at least twice a month and I'm going to ride him at least 4 times a week. And the hauling might be to go exhibition somewhere. It might be to go trail ride somewhere. But those are the bare minimums that he's going to haul. You could set yours once a week haul. Maybe it'll be for a trail ride or to enter a barrel race or whatever. But and maybe you'll want to ride your horse 5 days a week. Some of you want to move up a division and you're only riding your horses 3 days a week and competing once a month. That's not going to cut it. If you want to get up to the next level, you might need to ride 5 days a week and compete 2 or 3 times a month minimum to get those horses and you in the racing zone, you know, to get that fitness and that mental toughness. Also that racing fitness that you need for timing and just to shave off another half a second. So think about that as well. Page 45 is your mental toughness mindset routine. So write down on this page how you plan to center yourself and get in the zone. You must believe you're brave. You must believe in your brave goals and your big dreams. So that's where you would write down how you get yourself in the zone. And I have many podcasts on how to get in the zone. Some of it we talked about on the very first page. And that's what you would want to be able to do. Write down how it works for you. Everybody's going to have their own routine. So here is your custom pre-race routine on page 46. This one's really important. What time feels best to me to arrive, to sign up, to check the arena, to warm up, the small details of like when I might put my horse's leg boots on, the rubber bands, would that be the moments before my run? What would I do? Would I visualize? Would I pray? What are my one or two thoughts I'm going to have going to the alleyway? Write it all down. Like some people want to arrive 2 hours before, you know, it starts. Some 1 hour. Some of you only need a 20-minute warm-up so you can just go enter and warm up and get in the zone and run. But others need more time. Some want an exhibition or warm up and tie your horse back up and relax a little while and then just go up to the arena 2 drags out. You know, have it all written down because everybody is going to be different for what their horse needs too. If you have a hotter horse might be different than if you have a laid back horse. You know, everybody's going to have a different routine and each horse you have might have a different routine. So, the next page 47 is the top 5 things to improve on for me and my horse. And it can be skill and or mindset. So after reviewing your videos, your photos with your coach or your, you know, the people you trust or yourself, write down those top 5 things you really want to work on with your mindset and your skill and check back with them. Are you winning? Are you learning? And check in periodically, like I said, quarterly and say, hey, am I improving on those 5 things? Page 48 is the checklist for what to pack in the horse trailer. It is helpful because sometimes you forget things, so it doesn't hurt to go over them really quick. For your horse, you might need your, obviously you're definitely going to need your saddle and your pad and your bits and your boots and your cinch and your breast collar, your rubber bands, your whips, your spurs, extra sheets, maybe halter, lead, blanket. You'll need vet wrap. You want to have a first aid kit with maybe vet wrap, Vanamine Butte, gauze, syringe, needles, thermometer, whatever you think you need there. You'll obviously want some brushes and a hoof pick, fly spray. We often run off without little things like that. Maybe a poultice, hay bags, a water bucket, fill up your water tank. Have your Coggins and your health certificate with you. And then of course you can add extra things. There's room for that. For yourself, you're going to want your hat, your boots, your belt, your long sleeve shirt, your jeans if you're going to rodeos, your hat cover, your rain slicker in case it's raining. First aid for people like Band-Aids and headache or stomach medicine, antibiotic ointments, you know, those kind of things, paper towels, a towel, extra clothes maybe, your purse, money, cell phone, chargers, a jacket maybe, trailer keys, extra keys, and then you can add other stuff. For your truck and trailer, you're going to want to check your oil, check your fluids, check the lights and your tires. Double check your hookup and your lights working, spare tires, tire changing equipment, pitchfork, rake, hose, stall plate with emergency name and cell number for your super shows, maybe quarter panels and tie clips for rodeos. You can add your own also. Overnight, you might want fans, electric cords, your generator, shavings, mats, pine bedding, extra buckets, snaps, hay, feed, supplements, extra clothing, cosmetic bag, add your own. So all of those things are on there. And then page 49 is your gratitude page. I feel like if we wake up every morning and just check in and give thanks to God and just be thankful and grateful and blessed, as soon as we wake up, it starts our day. So that's why having this journal with you all the time, you can wake up every morning, write one thing you're thankful for every single day. Or when you have it in the horse trailer or in the barn, write it down every single day. And then the final page, page 50, is your 1 minute positive sprint. This is your mindset challenge. This is how you write down a 1 minute personal positive sprint. You're gonna read it and say it daily to give yourself confidence in yourself, your riding, and your competition goals. This can even help you calm yourself before your competition. You need to know when you are go or no go and ready for competition. Go equals calm, confident, focused, positive, and present in the moment. No go is doubting your horse, yourself, and negative thoughts. Always get back to the go mindset before you ride, before you train, or definitely before you compete. Here is an example of a 1 minute positive sprint, and then you'll write your own. Since I set my new goals, I feel a mindset shift. I believe in me and my horse. Our practice is paying off. We have a great connection. Our muscle memory is spot on. We have become so consistent. I love my life. I love our time together. I love competition. I will find something great in every run and one thing I can improve on. I have learned how to breathe slow in and out to center myself. I am able to visualize a smooth, fast run. I feel calm, focused, and in the moment. I am ready. So that's a perfect example. You can use that one. You know, you don't even have to write a different one. You can use that one if you like it. But that is what I would love for everyone to do. And that's why I write these books. They're not fancy. I'm a barrel racer. I'm a trainer. I'm a coach. I am not an artist. The fanciest thing about my books is the pretty book covers that Lauren Terrell made with Blue Creek Photography. Everything else I just did on my computer, put it on one of those little discs and turned it into the people at Amazon and said, here, print this for me. So I'm a self-published, not even audited or edited professionally. So I find mistakes every time I read it. I'm like, oops, oops, oops. So don't expect my grammar to be perfect. Don't expect it to be, Einstein quality work here. But it's simple, it's effective, and it's just good reminders to stay on the right track. And that's my entire purpose, is to help you and your horse become the best team you can be. And it makes me happy to help horse and riders have a better connection that's based on love and trust and respect and communication of cues, not harsh methods, not anger, not frustration, not, you know, sadness, none of those things. I want it to all be a really positive experience. I want you to ride with heart. I want you to reach down and pet that horse after every run. I want you to have fun and enjoy every run and realize that, hey, I did this really good, but I could do that better. And that's how we enjoy the journey and get better. And just, you know, and just sometimes less is more. You know, I talk about that all the time, the lost art of doing nothing. Sometimes just giving your horse a break, giving yourself a break. Sometimes going out there and doing less and letting them work is better. So, and it is hard to cut the cord. And if you've trained your own horse, and it's hard to take that competition and put that competition hat on and take that trainer's cap off. And it's just something that I feel this book can do for you. It can help you get in the right mindset for competition and for training and just for life in general with your horse. So I hope you enjoy it. If you don't purchase it on Amazon or haven't got it at a lesson or a clinic, make your own, because there is nothing more important, in my opinion, than journaling your progress. So that when you come to me and say, Tina, I need help, and I say, what's changed? You'll say, just a minute, let me look at my journal, and you will know. So anyways, if you get anything out of this podcast, it's to have your own journal and track your progress. So you will know what's changed and what's working and what's not. So thank you for tuning in. As always, God bless and ride with heart.